the latest war developments from the NBC newsroom in New York.
Down in Washington at this very moment, President Roosevelt is preparing to take pen in hand to sign the document that officially puts the United States at war with Japan. That declaration of war resolution has gone through its constitutional paths with the greatest speed in American history. Passed within an hour after President Roosevelt asked Congress to put this nation on a war footing against the Japanese attack. That was just 2 hours and a half ago. The bill then was made ready. The enrolled copy went first to House Speaker Sam Rayburn and Vice President Wallace, President of the Senate. At 3:40, their signatures were put down. Then the bill was started on the way to the White House. The Senate vote was 82 to nothing, and the House followed with 388 ayes to a single no. That no was voiced by a woman representative, Miss Jeanette Rankin of Montana. Senators and representatives filled the chamber with deafening cheers as the president asserted, "No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people will, in their righteous might, win through to absolute victory. Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger." Over in the battle zone, the freedom from attack lasted at Manila, capital of the Philippines, for only 24 and a half hours. At 2:15 this afternoon, New York time, NBC's correspondent in Manila, Bert Salen, told a story of war coming to the Philippine capital. It was just after 6 in the morning, Tuesday morning there. A bright moon was shining. The air raid sirens had given one warning, and then an all clear. And just after the all clear was sounded, the Japanese planes came over. Their targets were lighted by the moon. Fort William McKinley, Nichols Field, the RCA transmitter, which is Manila's radio outlet to the world. Up on top of the studio building, another NBC reporter, Don Bell, watched the bombers flying over, dropping their bombs even as he spoke. The two reporters told of the anti-aircraft fire, trying to drive off the attacking planes. And after 20 minutes, that Japanese planes turned back out to sea, toward the direction from which they had come, from the direction of Japan. And here's the summary of developments from the scattered battlefields. That attack upon Manila followed many hours of attacks on other sections of the Philippines, on northern shores of Luzon Island, there to the south, and at army bases and camps. Japanese planes had started their bombing attacks hours ago. One raid on Manila probably was averted by American pursuit ships racing out to drive off the Nipponese bombers. At our other island outposts in the Pacific, Hawaii has reported no new assaults. The American fleet is somewhere out over the ocean, hunting down Japanese aircraft carriers, perhaps the Tokyo fleet. Wake Island is reported captured by the Japanese. Guam is under assault, perhaps ringed by Japan's warships. President Roosevelt himself revealed that Midway Island also had been attacked. Fighting continues on the Malayan Peninsula. Britain's big naval base at Singapore has been raided twice. There's one report that Japanese planes dropped mustard gas upon Singapore. The nation of Thailand already has bowed down before the Japanese, almost without a fight. Negotiations are underway with Tokyo now, and Japanese troops already have the run of the place. All Japanese are barred now from entering or leaving the United States. The Justice Department has closed all borders to persons of Japanese extraction, whether citizens or not. And the total of Japanese aliens arrested in the United States and Hawaii has risen to 1,000. In the Panama Canal zone, police are rounding up Germans and Italians as well as Japanese. 11 Germans were arrested at Cologne. The role of nations now aligned against Japan rises every hour. Mexico broke off relations with Japan a few minutes ago, and the Japanese ambassador to Mexico City got his walking papers. The Mexican Congress is expected to declare war tomorrow. Egypt also broke off diplomatic relations with Japan today, and little San Salvador declared war through its president. Earlier today, Honduras, Haiti, and Queen Wilhelmina of the Dutch government in exile officially sided against Japan. On our Pacific coast, Fiorella LaGuardia has urged the people to stand firm and keep cool. Schools in Alameda County, across the bay from San Francisco, were closed today as a precaution. But across the sea in Japan, all cities will be totally or partially blacked out tonight. Britain's Prime Minister Churchill spoke to the world by radio this afternoon, a restatement of his remarks made earlier to the House of Commons, which placed Great Britain fully alongside the United States in this war against the Japanese. The Netherlands are at war with us. The Chinese, the Canadians, the Australians, the governments of Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Haiti, El Salvador, with Cuba and Mexico expected to follow before the day is out. And now, one more very significant item. Navy recruiting offices in the New York area have this to report. volunteers are signing up today twice as fast as they flocked to the colors in 1917. This news came to you from the NBC Newsroom in New York. Keep tuned to this station for further developments. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
We take you now to Chicago.
From coast to coast, it's Club Matinee. With Curly Bradley and the lovely Jeanette. The escorts and Betty and Jose Bethencourt. George Barnes and Rex Maupin's music. And your Monday host from coast to coast, Gary Moore. All this, mind you, plus yours very truly, Fred Casper. Our show opens with You're On My Mind, played by Rex Maupin and his racing form, Philharmonic. Rex, if you...
Care to bust down and tell us whom in this year only to those whom I deem deserving.
Deserving.
Who have been loyal.
Loyal.
Who have been kind.
Kind.
And who have been true.
True.
And sweet.
And sweet.
Yeah.
And that there's the only ones to whom you were given.
The only ones to whom.
Yes. Well, fellas, there it is.
They don't get nothing again this year.
Oh.
I never see a better
Now, friends, that we all know where we stand.
Shall we get on with the program?
Not just yet.
Jeanette's got a little speech to make.
Yeah, go ahead, Miss Jeanette.
Well, it isn't much, really. But, well, Gary, the other day, several of us got together, and we each contributed a generous amount of our meager salaries, an amount that should have gone towards food and clothing and shelter.
Ah, but we didn't mind, because the money was to buy a present.
Yes, sir. A present for a man toward whom all of us have the same feeling.
A man to whom we have come to look upon as our leader.
A man whom we believe to be one of the crummiest.
Crummiest?
The stingiest.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast. We take you now to the NBC newsroom.
Another war bulletin. Singapore. A communique issued about 8 p.m. And that is tonight, Singapore time, said that the RAF was delivering extensive aerial counterblows against Japanese transports attempting to land troops in northern Malaya. I shall repeat that. This bulletin from Singapore. A communique issued about 8 p.m. tonight, Singapore time, said that the RAF was delivering extensive aerial counterblows against Japanese transports attempting to land troops in northern Malaya. The London radio reports, Hong Kong City has been bombed 3 times today. The defense plans of the city continue to develop satisfactorily. These news bulletins from the NBC newsroom in New York. One moment, please. Another bulletin just coming in. President Roosevelt has just signed the war resolution. We'll repeat that. It has just come in over the teletype. President Roosevelt has signed the war resolution. We are now, by this signing of the war resolution, officially at war with Japan. These bulletins came to you from the NBC newsroom in New York. Keep tuned to these stations.
We return you now to Chicago.
That is in your care. heart made a little mistake. Don't try to hide what you're feeling inside. We still can be friends, though our love affair ends, be fair. Whenever we're far apart, won't you know I love you with all my heart? Don't you let's enter into a bargain. Darling, here's what we'll do. Be fair with me, and I'll be fair with you.
Well, yes, sir. Thanks a million, Jeanette. Jeanette, my friends, with a fine new tune called Be Fair. And speaking of being fair, here we've been thinking about Club Matinee. It's been on the air going in its fifth year now. We stand up here day after day and beat our brains out and flop our chops and tell alleged jokes. And the poor people sitting in the audience seldom, if ever, get a chance to open their traps and tell us about what they might think about radio in general. Now, not being quite that foolish, I'm not going to ask you what you think of radio in general, but I will come out into the studio audience and see if we can't get acquainted with a few of us. Here's a young man sitting right here. What is your name, please, sir?
Wallace of a Coast.
Wallace?
Yes.
Why, how are you? You're not the man who does the reducing exercises on the radio, are you?
I'm afraid not.
That's too bad, man. I could get together with you. I could really lose some pounds here. I notice that you've got enough pins on the pin on the front of your sweater there. You don't have a young child, do you?
No.
I thought maybe you'd carry one of those pins around for convenience. One of them says Crane. That's another name for stork. You can't write on there. It says, what is Crane? Crane what?
Crane Tech. It's the high school I go to.
Oh, really? What do you do in a high school? Do you play on any of the teams?
No. I just study.
You just study? Yeah. Well, that's a lot better than most of the people do on the teams. What activities are you involved in school?
Well, not very many. I haven't got much time for that.
Oh, I see. Well, what are you majoring in? What is your main study?
Architectural drawing.
Architectural? You talking about, you mean like putting buildings up
that's
and that
right.
kind of thing? Washington is the place you want to go to now. No kidding. You never saw them putting up so many buildings in such a hurry as in Washington. That's the truth. I was down there about 2-3 weeks ago on a program I had, and the people have been telling me how they put up a 20-story building in a week, but that was a long time ago. They're doing even better. I walked past there one morning going down to work, and they were just digging the foundations for the building. I came back from work that night, and they were already throwing people out for not paying their rent. That's the truth. That's the place you want to go to. Probably. What kind of things do you plan on building?
Just residences.
Just houses,
that's
stuff
right.
like that. Fine, you might do a nice traffic in dog houses up here for the members of our cast sometimes when we forget to go home right after the program. Here's a young lady. I'm going to stay in the youth department today. What is your name, please?
Shirley Teggy.
Shirley Teggy?
Uh-huh.
You're not married, are you, Shirley?
How old are you? 14.
Well, you still got time, then, I guess. 14, huh? I noticed that you have on a very lovely red jacket. Well, is that significant of Christmas or anything?
No.
You just like red, huh?
Yes.
I thought you might possibly be wearing it as a sign of the Christmas spirit. Incidentally, Christmas spirit is beginning to become evident in Chicago. State Street here in Chicago, which is the third best-lighted thoroughfare in the country. First comes Broadway in Times Square in New York, then State Street in Chicago, and then Canal Street in New Orleans. And I don't know, the whole town, they're beginning to do it up in mistletoes and everything. The Christmas spirit's really coming around.
Even up on Clark Street, they got Christmas spirit.
They're putting sprigs of holly in your Mickey fins. But I see we haven't got much time right now to talk to you anymore, Miss Teggy, because we want to take you now to our watermelon division. Here is Senor Jose Bethencourt, the watermelon, with his fine marimba solo of a thing entitled I Know Why,
which is more than I do, Senor.
interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
Another war bulletin from the NBC newsroom in New York. Washington. President Roosevelt at 4:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today signed the joint congressional resolution declaring existence of a state of war with the Japanese Empire. Chicago. Charles A. Lindbergh, isolationist spokesman, said today that we must meet war with Japan as united Americans. These bulletins from the NBC newsroom in New York. Keep tuned to this station.
We return you to Chicago.
Down the middle alley, I come to a
very young gentleman down here indeed. And sir, what is your name?
James Deering.
James what?
Deering.
Deering, and how old are you, Jimmy?
Seven.
Well, Jimmy, I'll tell you, I want to ask you about something. I noticed that you have a very grown-up man's hat on here, a very snappy-looking hat. Do you like girls? Huh? He's practically speechless. You can't like him that much. No, really. Do you like girls or don't you? One way or another. You'd rather not say?
I don't know which.
You don't know which, huh?
If you grow up, you'll find out. That I guarantee.
There's a young lady sitting right across from me. What is your name, please?
Joanne Bartley.
Joanne Bartley?
Yeah.
And how old are you, Joanne?
Nine.
Well, you're a little older. Do you like boys?
No.
You don't? What's the matter with boys?
I don't know.
You don't? You ask lots of the women who are
married. They'll tell you what's wrong with it, but...
aren't you ever going to get married?
Well, I'm sure somebody's going to...
Look, I'll tell you what we better do. Jimmy, bring your chair over here closer,
will you, please? Young man over here, I think perhaps we can get them together.
Oh, no, the chair with you in it,
if you don't mind. That's the idea. Don't get up and leave the chair sitting behind.
Jimmy is your first name, isn't it?
Huh? He's taking his coat off. He's really going to get down to work here.
That's fine, Jimmy. Joanne, you want to take your coat off?
No, she's just going to stay where she is.
All right, just move the chair over a little closer. Jimmy, this is
Joanne. Joanne, this is Jimmy.
We're just sitting looking at each other.
Things are getting very cozy here.
Well, Jimmy, would you like to move over closer to Joanne? Huh? You don't care one way or another, though.
Joanne, would you mind if he moved over a little closer to you?
You don't know. I'm wasting my time. I'm going to go
sit next to somebody who knows. Let's see.
How do you do? What is your name, please?
Mrs. Smith, do you mind if I sit next to you?
No, I'd love it.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Smith. Here, Francis Curly Bradley, to get romantical for you. And the title of the tune is what, Curly?
Easy Street.
You like that, Mrs. Smith?
I just like anything. Easy Street. I'd love to live on Easy Street. Nobody works on Easy Street. Just sit around all day. Just sit and play the horses. Life is sweet for folks who live on Easy Street. No weekly payments you must need that make your hair turn gray. When opportunity comes a-knocking, you just keep on with your rocking, 'cause you know your fortune's made. And any time you so desire, there's a man you can hire to plant trees so you can have shade on Easy Street. I'm telling everyone I meet, if I could live on Easy Street, I wouldn't want no job today, so please go away. When opportunity comes knocking, just keep on with your rocking, 'cause you know your fortune's made. And anytime you so desire, there's a man you can hire to plant trees so you can have shade on Easy Street. I'm telling everyone I meet, if I could live on Easy Street, I wouldn't want no job today, so please go away.
See why we couldn't be very happy together.
Oh, Curly, you finished? Oh, very good. Applause for Curly. Applause for Curly.
Curly, fine. Bradley, what did I tell you about that blow
whistle when you come to the last eight bars, will you?
Chimes. Friends all over the network. I was never so confused.
Romeo
and Juliet Jones.
Juliet,
I'll try to be calm.
and jazz.
And we'll be off to see Niagara Falls.
It's been done before.
And on the way we'll stop at City Hall.
On the second floor.
And they can say if anybody wants
information, please.
That Romeo Smith.
Romeo Smith.
Of Juliet Jones.
Smith and Juliet Jones. All of which brings us now to our weekly question box feature. And those of you who listen to our program with any regularity know that this is the feature in which we hand out little questions of paper to the people in our studio audience, invite them to write out any questions they have about the show or the people on it or radio in general. Particularly questions about radio in general. We love to be educational. Freddie Casper is up with the first question. Is it concerning radio?
Yes, it is, Gary. Very definitely.
Good.
What is the new FM receiver?
Can you read that again, please?
I'll repeat. What is the new FM receiver?
That's the same question you read first.
The same one, yes.
Well, friends, the FM receiver really has a lot of people very confused as to just what it is, but anybody who knows radio even halfway can tell you exactly what the FM receiver is. FM receiver. It's got to do with waves, you see. Now, some waves are long. Some waves aren't so long.
Some short
waves, yeah. Well,
Are they? Yes, sure.
Some of them are short and some of them are long. So the FM receivers, and television's just around the corner. for that, too. And any guy who's Rex, do you know what FM receivers are?
What is FM?
Huh?
What is FM?
Furthermore, farther from more, Fannie Mae,
I don't know.
Rex, will you come up really and explain what FM is? Do you know?
Rex, good.
Here, friends, is Rex Maupin, who's perhaps one of the finest radio hands in the country. By that, I mean amateur radio operators. He knows all about tubes and megacycles and
all like that. Rex, come in. Tell us now what FM is, will you?
I don't know a thing about it, Gary, but I was going to ask you if you know what FM stood for.
Hmm?
Really?
You were going to ask me.
Frequency modulation.
Oh, frequency. There. Oh, good. Frequency modulation. Next question, please, Jeanette. I don't know what it is. You buy it, and it's better. They say on the... I don't know. I don't have the money to buy one myself.
Yeah? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
How did Gary Moore get to be master of ceremonies on this program?
Well, now, there's something I know about. Friend, that is a long story. How did I get to be master of ceremonies on this program? Well, it all goes back to a board meeting that was being held by the National Broadcasting Company some years ago. I was during the height of the Depression, and they had a board meeting up at Radio City, and they were saying, now look, we've got an hour in the afternoon, see, three to four. Now, either we could fill it with a master of ceremonies, or we could get a bunch of canaries and have bird calls. But with the price of birds' food going up the way it is, it's cheaper to get a master of ceremonies because you don't have to feed them. If you don't feed them, sooner or later, a national medal, and with that, we can buy an orchestra home in Baltimore. I wasn't home at the time. The man came down and found me, though. I was very busy getting the fourth in line. What's it?
Some news.
Thank you, but Mrs. Richard Moore of 7329 Green Street, Chicago, just called to say she named her baby Gary after you. Oh, thanks very much. I'm completely out of...
Two strikes on that
field.
What'd you say, Bradley?
I said that two strikes on that poor little old kid already.
Thank you very much.
I was just about to get chummy with this child here.
Well, I'll talk to you later, Gary, old kid. Just stand there and try to keep calm and everything, and I'll be right back. Because here is Rex Mulvin in the orchestra with the waiter and the porter and the upstairs me. Rex?
To bring you a special broadcast. We take you to the NBC newsroom.
Further war bulletins. Chongqing. Chinese Foreign Minister Kuo Tai-chi announced tonight that China has decided to declare war on Japan, Germany, and Italy. There has never been a formal Sino-Japanese war declaration in 4 years of conflict. Washington. Secretary of the Treasury Henry Morgenthau today said the war with Japan makes the need for higher taxes more pressing. New York. The America First Committee announced today that because of the United States declaration of war against Japan, all America First rallies and meetings in the New York area would be canceled for the present. London. United States Army spokesman at Manila announced that 200 Army men were wounded in a Japanese attack on the air base there, and that's according to a Reuters dispatch from Manila. These dispatches came to you from the NBC newsroom in New York. Keep tuned to this station.
We return you to Chicago.
Triangles on Mrs. Richard Moore's son, Gary Moore, of 7329 Green Street, Chicago.
That's really a thrill. You don't have a baby named after you?
Sure. I had a fellow named a dog after me one time, and he went mad in the summer, and they had to shoot him. I hope the same thing doesn't happen to the baby. Let me tell you something, Mrs. Moore, now. I mean,
I can tell you about this little boy you've got here.
Don't let him pull any wool over your eyes, see?
Don't let him start that stuff for crying in the middle of the night,
and you know, you have to get up and walk back and forth with him.
What you do is lay there for three or four nights and just let him cry.
See, I know these kids. I got one, see? Just let him cry.
And then finally, when on the fourth night, when he starts crying
real hard, then you start crying twice as loud, he'll get up and make him carry you.
That's the way to do it. Here is Jeanette with a lullaby
for the baby, and the title of the tune is This Is No Laughing Matter.
Feeling that something is wrong. This is not the way that things should be. We've known each other too well and too long. You don't have to act with me. This is no laughing matter. Somehow I want to cry. I know you're sweet, an idle chatter really means goodbye. This is no laughing matter, I thought we'd never part. This is no time for pretty patter, while you break my heart. What of all the moon dreams shared together beside the garden wall? Love can't always have that perfect weather. A little rain must is no laughing matter, darling. I'm in love with you.
Thanks very much, Jeanette. Jeanette, my friends, for the tune that she dedicated especially to Club Matinee. This is no laughing matter.
I've been up here three times to read this plain thing, and I'm going to read it.
Well, you got a question?
You got a question?
Oh, an important question.
Now, wait a minute. Compose yourself. It's going to be serious. Let's get with it.
All right. What is the question?
Why waste all this corn? Let's play bingo.
Charlie. Cowboy songs ever written. Down from where, out in the west, where men are men and women are delighted. The name of it is Cowboy Serenade. Sing it.
My last cigarette.
Mississippi Cow.
Friends, with the Cowboy Serenade, and very beautifully done, too. Curly, incidentally, friends, is not only a tremendously romantic chap, he is also highly intelligent and very kind to himself. Last Christmas, he established an all-time record for stupidity by giving himself a toupee with dandruff so that his head could give his shoulders a white Christmas. But enough of this idle banter. Let us now shift to Maupin and the Men as they play Amour. Escorts and Betty with He's a Tough Hombre.
Who's that coming across the plain? Who's that man behind the rain? He's a tough hombre in the gay sombrero, and he rides the plains of Mexico.
Girl, come now, he learned to ride on a dude friend. Out in
thanks very much, Escorts and Betty. And ladies and gentlemen, it's all completely happened here on Club Matinee. We seem to be running short of time. So until the same time tomorrow, this is Gary Morse. Thanks along with the whole gang. Take care of yourself. We will see you around the pool bar and junk like that. Goodbye now.
Club Matinee today has featured Jeanette, Curly Bradley, the Escorts and Betty, Jose Bethencourt, Rex Maupin's music, and your master of ceremonies, Gary Moore. Fred Casper speaking. This has been a Blue Network feature of the National Broadcasting Company.